Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, save all your. I got a phobia of the Bill of the Sabres actually being good. Just never happened. I don't know what it would be like. Save all that. It's not the whole thing. We all want that to happen, but I do. I teased it, and I want to bring it up. I have this very weird. I think I would call it a phobia, but it's not more. I'm not afraid of it. It's something that really messes with me. Okay, so I want to run this by you. Josh Schmidt, my producer, sitting behind the glass. All right. You have any phobias, by the way?
Spiders and heights.
Ooh, arachnophobia. Yeah, yep. I'm not. I kind of have arachnophobia, but it's not too bad. Like, I don't love spiders at all.
Anytime I see a spider on a screen, I feel like it's crawling on me. It's terrible. Like, if there's a commercial or like a TV show,
I'm with you on that. I'm kind of.
Heights. I hate roller coasters. Oh, I hate like all that stuff.
I'm not afraid of heights, but I don't like being like the feeling I get. Like, oh, there's nothing really stopping me from being
right,
over there.
Right. You know what I mean? Well, my thing. I like going down on the roller coaster. It's the going up that freaks me out.
Okay,
because it's so slow when you go up.
This is a great segue. Okay, here is the thing that messes with me, and I don't know if I come on and call it a phobia. A down escalator that is not moving.
So
if it's just stairs, no.
Oh, it is an escalator. That's off.
Correct.
And you're going down.
And I have to walk down what normally would be an escalator taking me down. Hmm. This does not happen going up the escalator. Okay.
Okay.
If it's an escalator going up, I'm fine. I just walk up the escalator. I walk up the stairs. So imagine you're at a mall or another area, a place. Okay. And a shopping center, whatever, where you'd have an escalator, and the escalator's broke, and they say, hey, you know, you can use it. It's not working. It's not moving. And you have to walk up. That's fine. I can walk up. You have to walk down. I have it's wild. Like, I'll do it, but I have to go very slow, hold on to something, and I can't look down. And if I do, and I take a few steps, I'm looked, when I get to the bottom, I have to compose myself. I'm not kidding.
I think I have a theory as to why this may be.
Okay.
So when you walk down regular stairs, you can discern step to step.
Yes.
When you're walking down an escalator, it's got the grooves.
Yeah.
But it's not like side to side.
Right.
They're all going straight. So
I think you're onto something. This kind of seems right to me.
It's almost like your eyes are playing a trick on your mind that all of these stairs are one.
Yes.
And you can't tell what's what, and that like kind of plays with your mind a little bit. Almost gives you like vertigo, essentially.
Yes. 100% exactly how I feel. And I don't know if that's the exact reason, but I like your theory.
It is interesting though, because like when you go down regular stairs, they all look the same, but you can tell that there's depth there. I think with the lines being in the direction they are, like the grooves on the escalator, all being like straight out away from you, I think that is what messes with your brain. Because like thinking about it in my head, like picturing like looking down at an escalator, you can never tell, or it's like harder to tell step to step. But like looking down stairs, you can tell step, unless it's like, you know,
right,
like super blended, I guess.
But I'm wondering if anybody else has this. And honestly, like tweet me at Sal Sports. Let me know. Like, is this something that Do you know? I actually looked this up this morning because I said, I want to bring this up because this happened at New York City. We were in a shopping center and we were shopping in Manhattan and we went into one of the stores. And this has always been a bit of a thing with me. So Yana knows. And when we get there, she's like, hey, you know, the escalator's broke, whatever. It's not a big deal. Like, oh, you got to avoid it. But, you know, she knows that this kind of messes with me. And it just got, it really came out this day, like it when I was there. And I'm like, it's gotten worse. Like, it's gotten worse over the years. And I'm like, man, I really have to like sit down, compose myself for a second before I start walking again. And I just have to get my everything, my wits about me, I guess.
I think it's that vertigo thing. Like, I wonder if it's less of a fear and more of just like your brain gets confused and you just get dizzy sort of thing. You know what I mean? And then that might also trigger like a fear thing if you're like dizzy in a high place.
Okay, I want to type this in. So there is a thing I typed in, a fear of an escalator not working and being on one, but they said it's actually part of actually having a broken escalator phenomenon, but it's actually something that escalator fear is called escalophobia. It's a part of escalophobia. I am not afraid of escalators. I like escalators. It's fine. I have a good relationship with escalators, okay? People movers. I love people movers at the airport.
Yeah.
Woohoo! We always race, right? Like, I get on the people mover and Max runs.
Right.
It's great. I have a great relationship with people movers and escalators and elevators and all that stuff. If a people mover isn't working, I'm fine. I walk down the people mover or just around it.
It's just like,
if the escalator going up is broke, it's fine. I walk up. I can't. It's the down. It's the down. I don't know what it is.
It's kind of weird. I really think it's like looking at all the steps. It's just the looking at the steps all blending together.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That might be it. And a side note about phobia names.
Yeah.
Every phobia name is so good because it's just phobia with like part of the word you're scared of on the front of it. And did you ever, there's a phobia for long, like the fear of long words. And that word
is super long.
It's like 36 letters.
That's right.
Like, yeah. It's so ironic that it works out that way.
I mean, seriously. So I had to get that off my chest because I'm just wondering if anybody else kind of experiences the same thing out there. I will tell you, as you know, like I have this could be it too. I don't know, but it's also gotten worse as I got older. I have an issue where I was passing out and now I have a pacemaker because of it. And I wonder, and I did pass out a few times and I got what would get dizzy then pass out, but I was never on an escalator when it happened. You know what I mean? Thank goodness, because then you'd fall down the escalator. But I don't know if that is tied to it, but you know, maybe that has some sort of thing that goes along with that. Anyway, just thought I'd throw it out there, and maybe people can tell me. All right, how about this? Brett says, anytime I walk down an escalator that isn't running, the first step always feels weird. Like I've got to do it in slow motion. Exactly. And for me, it's the next step. Think about that, Brett, and every step after that is the same for me. It's kind of weird. I don't know. So I appreciate that, Brett, at Sal Sports. 803-0550 is the number to call if you want to jump on board the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. What are you expecting to hear from Kevin Adams today? When I tweeted out that Kevin Adams was going to be on at 11 and we are going to carry him live, there were several responses already that came in and they were not very friendly to Kevin Adams, right? Because that's the situation the Sabres are in where they have a GM that's been in charge for 5 years now, right, Kevin Adams? How long has he been a GM?
6 years, actually.
6 years now. Six years.
This is, I think it's going into the sixth year.
And, you know, they're still in the same spot, and I get that, and people want to change. Well, listen, you're beyond that. That's not going to happen. I get it. You can rail about it and rage about it and be upset about it, and I'm not here to tell you you're even wrong, right? That, okay, he shouldn't be the GM after everything that's happened. But he is. So now you go forward. That's what the next step is. You go forward. And you say, okay, he is the GM. What is his plan? Because it's not another guy making decisions. It's him making decisions. And the owner. And the head coach. And everything else that goes in along with it. So that's where we are right now. It's not, you can be mad about Kevin Adams being in his position. It does nobody any good or matters whatsoever to necessarily, you know, complain about that. Other than getting it off your chest, I guess. Like I just did for my phobia. But what matters is, what is the plan? Because I mean, quite honestly, like, if I have my choice that this team could be bad again and Kevin Adams gets fired, or they get into the playoffs next year and Kevin Adams keeps his job, you're damn straight I'm choosing number two. I want him to be good. And I hope Kevin Adams wins a Stanley Cup in the next few years. Like, there's nothing personal against him. If you want to make a change because they're bad, I get it. This is a results business. But If I have a choice of him being this team being good or making the playoffs at least, let's just say make the playoffs, this team making the playoffs next year and Kevin Adams keeping his job after that versus they're bad again and you move on from him, I'm taking playoffs and Kevin Adams. Because you could have some other better grand idea, I guess.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yes, but there's no guarantees. You can do the same thing and keep recycling, rinse and repeat as much as you want. That's what we've done. It's not what I want to do. I want them to be in the playoffs. I want to have playoff hockey again. We were watching the Stanley Cup Finals at my house, and I can't remember which game it was. It was in Edmonton or it was in Florida, one of the Cup Final games. And game five, game six, whichever one it was. And it was rocking, right? The arena was rocking. I'm like, oh, man, this is great. And I turned to my 11-year-old son and I said, you know, it was like that here in Buffalo. Want me to show you? And literally pulled up very grainy, like, video of 06-07, 05-06. Pulled up the Pominville goal. Pulled up the Drury goal to tie it. Pulled up the Yefimov goal. Pulled up the Briere goal in double overtime. The Dumont goal. I mean, yeah, I pulling up these goals. Like, watch this, right? And I know Pominville was on the road. I get it. But the excitement, like, in RJ's voice. But the home goals, the big goals in those moments, in that time, it was just so cool to kind of go back and revisit and to show my son, who's never seen playoff hockey, never in Buffalo, to show him what that can actually be like. And it will be like that again if/when they make the playoffs again. Like, that will happen. Folks, if the Sabres make the playoffs this year or 3 years from now, the first time they make it, like, the building's selling out and it's going to be rocking. It does not matter. Like, you can say all you want. I know people tell me, I've checked out, I'm this, I'm not going to get. No, if they make the playoffs, you're going back in. You're listening. You're like, you know what? I'm dialed back in. There'd be very few people listening here now who actually wouldn't do that. You might not go to the game. You're dialing in, you're watching, but most of you would say, I want to go to the game. A game. Be there. Let's go to Steve in Charlotte. What's up, Steve? You're on WGR.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
You got it.
I was just telling your screener that I've sort of like come to this realization, and I'm not even sure this makes sense, so forgive me if what I say doesn't track, okay? I sort of feel like the Florida Panthers, this is adjacent to the Sabres, is that like they've sort of broken hockey. They're this amazing team, lots of talent, very savvy moves to get good talent, and they win all the time. But they're also in a market that's tax advantaged, outstanding weather, incredible lifestyle, like in terms of it's a very high net worth area for, you know, Delray Beach, Sunrise, Fort Lauderdale, like very high net worth area. And you're also kind of a small fish in a huge pond, right? So you fly under the radar. Nobody really knows who you are. There's no pressure to win, and they do anyway. How do you compete with that if you're Buffalo or Toronto or any of the Canadian markets where you have teams that lose all the time or lose consistently in the playoffs like Toronto? Inevitably, in the spring, when they lose again next year in the playoffs, they're going to have 25 cameras and 50 microphones in your face, mm-hmm, with an old man asking the 22-year-old why you lost the playoffs in Toronto. Or you can go to Florida, win, and not have that at all. So there's no fan pressure to win. There's no media pressure to win. And they win anyway. So for any of the, you know, finger quotes, traditional markets, hockey markets, cold weather teams, like, why would you want to sign up for that if you're a hockey player when you can just go to Florida, make more money,
well,
be in no pressure to win, and win anyway? How can you beat that?
I'll give you a reason why people would. You're not wrong. A lot of things you say, I agree with you, Steve. Like, it is a much different environment. Listen, Brad Marchand said it. Brad Marchand grew up a Toronto Maple Leafs fan, right? I believe Josh didn't. Brad Marchand grew up a Maple Leafs fan, right? And now he talked about beating them and what it's like in Toronto playing for that organization versus playing for a team like Florida, which is everything you said, which is correct. I mean, you listen to Craig Reve, who was a captain here in Buffalo, played for the Montreal Canadiens. Listen to him talk about what it's like to play in Montreal and under that kind of microscope in that city. Like, it absolutely is different. But the answer to your question, why someone would choose it, because those people thrive. Some people thrive in those environments. Some people want to do that. John Tavares went back to Toronto. He wanted to sign with the Toronto Maple Leafs, right? I mean, like, this is a guy that is on Long Island in New York. He could have done something else, gone to California, gone to Florida, I should say. He wanted to go there. I mean, some guys want that challenge. They want that environment. They're so competitive. That's what draws them to something like that. So I'm not here to disagree with a lot of things you say about how much it just allows you to play more free. Not at all. It is an advantage in that way, but that doesn't make it impossible. I mean, the Toronto Maple Leafs they are there every year. And yes, they might lose, but they take them to game seven, right? They're right there. What's the difference? They win a game and they're, you know, where the Florida Panthers are or the Lightning have been. Yes, that's true. No doubt about it. Winnipeg. I mean, Winnipeg was the President's Trophy winner this year, right? That's a Canadian market. And yes, there's a lot of pressure once they get to the playoffs and look what happened. There's no doubt about that. I'm not disagreeing with you, Steve. I am saying, though, that I don't think it makes it impossible. You know what I mean, buddy?
Am I still in the air?
Yep, you're on. Go ahead, buddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. Like,
yeah,
I just feel like if I'm a professional hockey player, which I am definitely not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would want to thrive in an environment where I can make maximize return on investment, right? So you're in a tax advantage state. Maximize salary and be in the least pressure. Why would you?
Well, there's a lot of people that believe that's why the Stanley Cup has remained in Florida over the last several years with the Lightning and the Panthers now, right? I mean,
but that's what I'm saying. It's like, who wants to work in a high pressure environment if you could do just as well, if not better, in a non pressure environment? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, listen, man, thank you. I get it. I do think there are athletes that would say, like, no, I want all the pressure on me. But no, I mean, in a certain way, right? But you're right. What you're saying, it relieves you of that necessary pressure when you lose, but you get all the accolades when you win, right? And there's a different kind of pressure that goes along with that in a little bit. Thanks a lot for the call, Steve. I appreciate it. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be quick to get back to down to One Bills Drive after that, because Kevin Adams and Jerry Fortin will be talking to the media at 11 a.m. for their pre-draft press conference here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.